From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block.
Hi, Melissa. This is Mick Jagger here. Nice to be on All Things Considered.
What a way to end the week. Mick Jagger is the last in our series of chats with the Rolling Stones. The band is marking 50 years together. They have a new collection of greatest hits and are getting ready for a handful of shows. We asked each of the Stones to pick one song to talk about. So far this week, we've heard from Keith Richards, Charlie Watts, Ronnie Wood, and now, Mick.
You want to talk about Gimme Shelter?
Do you want to talk about Gimme Shelter?
Not really. But I can. I'm very open to talking about Gimme Shelter. It was released in 1969, and we did quite a lot of versions of it, and it was very exciting.
Well, do me a favor. We have it queued up here, so let's play it. And if you don't mind, talk over it as we're listening to it,
talk
if that's
over
okay.
It. Yeah. Sacrilegious. I could rap over it if you like.
Just tell us what we're hearing. So here's the opening.
Terry and Keith playing the opening. Two versions of Keith overdubbed. Two layers of Keith. And Jimmy Miller playing the scraper. And Charlie playing the drums.
And that high vocal there.
That's me. Oh, that's Mick Jagger singing a high falsetto vocal. Yeah, I was doing that the other day in rehearsal.
Yeah? You can still get up there?
Yeah, probably. I've got much higher ones than that. And then we leave the Latin groove behind, and then the sort of rock thing starts. There's all me and blah, 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 me and me and me singing. When we got to Los Angeles and we were mixing it, we thought, well, it'd be great to have a woman come and do the rape murder verse or chorus or whatever you want to call it. And so we randomly phoned up this poor lady in the middle of the night, and she arrived in her curlers.
No kidding. This is a singer, Mary Clayton.
It's Mary Clayton, yeah, and Mary came in pink curlers. I think that Mary, I'm sorry but to tell anyone this. It wasn't a dressing gown. I think she got dressed by then, and she came in and knocked this off, this rather odd lyric. It's not sort of the lyric you give everyone, you know, rape, murder is just a short way. But she proceeded to do that in, like, one or two takes, which is pretty amazing. And she really got into it, as you can hear on the record, and she, you know, she joins the chorus, and it's been a great... a live song ever since.
Her voice really cracks at the high point of the song.
Yeah, she does a great job on this.
Who did what in writing this song?
Keith wrote the tune and I wrote a lot of the words.
What were you thinking when you were coming up with the words for Gimme Shelter?
I can't remember really anymore, to be honest, but, you know, it was a very moody piece about the world closing in on you a bit. When it was recorded, like, early 69 or something, you know, it was a time of war and tension, and so that's reflected in this tune.
Kind of apocalyptic, really.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. And, you know, it's still wheeled out when big storms happen, as they did the other week, you know, and... it's been used a lot to evoke natural disaster. Well, that's my harmonica part. Yeah. It's only two notes, but it shows we can do two notes.
Let's hear it. Let's crank that up right now.
Got it.
It is just two notes.
It is just two notes. That's because in a crummy key for the harmonica. anyways. Yeah.
You shouldn't have told me that. It just spoiled the whole illusion of what
it's
you're doing.
It's not spoiled. It just shows what you can do in two notes.
There you
don't
go.
Have to practice economy of style.
Well, you're getting ready to go out for a few shows, a couple in England and a few here. What do you do to get ready? It's such a physical thing that you do. And you're how old now?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
That's Charlie's line. How old are you, Melissa?
I'm 50.
Oh, that's a nice age.
It's a round number.
It's a very nice age. What do I do to get ready? Well, I do what I always done for the last sort of whatever years. You know, I have to get up the fitness level, sing a lot of practice, get in the mood, and generally do lots of rehearsal. Get your body and mind ready.
How do you get your mind ready?
Well, you just get in the idea that you're going to be out there on stage and crank up the ego a bit.
I bet that's a key part of it. You have to crank up the ego to do what you do.
Yeah, you kind of do, but you can't really... That's something that I don't actually really do, if you know what I mean. I mean, you do it, but you don't sort of... It's not part of the training. And there's the clothes, of course. Not forgetting the clothes. That's a very important part of the prep. Totally key. Because, no, to be honest, you do have to, because it makes you feel good, and you've got to have, you know, fresh wardrobe, and you can't just go out there looking like we did last time, and then that helps your transformation. You know, being in a rock band, you can't kind of overdo the costume changes too much because everyone thinks, oh, that's not a real rock band. Look how many times he changed the costume. that's not rock. Rock's about going on in a T-shirt and staying in it and getting it all dirty. But that's not really my approach.
You know, none of the members of the Rolling Stones chose the song that I kind of hoped one of you would.
Which was what?
Wild Horses.
Oh, lovely. It's quite a favourite of mine to do as the ballad, as we don't do that many. Being a rock band, we've got lots of ballads, but we don't do many. And we could do a whole show of ballads if we wanted, but everyone would be bored to tears probably. But, you know, we do only a couple per show, so we have to select them, and I quite often select that one.
Childhood living.
Well, Mick Jagger, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Nice to talk to you, Melissa, and I hope it all comes out for you well.
Thank you, and likewise.
Bye-bye.
The new Rolling Stones collection is called Grrr. You can hear my interviews with the other three Stones at nprmusic.org.
You know who I am. No, I can't let you slide through my